You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Loneliness is the bane of our society. Today, so many people are lonely. Someone has said, loneliness kills. And on another occasion, a man I know asked, are you lonely? I was able to say that I wasn't, and for some very good reasons.
Millions today are desperately lonely. Tragically, many old people in our society shut themselves away from friends and relatives, and the result? Loneliness. Today, more and more young people are like this. It's a terrible thing to be lonely, and many suicides can be traced right back to this malady.
The Bible gives us instances of loneliness. Listen to these passages. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I lie awake, and I'm like a sparrow alone on the housetop. That sounds like loneliness to me. What do you think? I believe real loneliness stems from a loneliness for God.
Yes, many are God lonely. It stands to reason that if you know and have the Lord in your life, you aren't lonely. But millions in the world over have a personal relationship with God. And if you ask them that pertinent question, are you lonely? I know their answer would be a decisive no. Why? Because they're in constant fellowship with the Lord from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ.
The famous evangelist Dr. Billy Graham made this comment in an article in Decision magazine. He asked, are you lonely? There are many lonely today. And he went on to say, loneliness is one of the supreme problems of modern society. But when you're a Christian, you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and companion.
Very few people realize that loneliness has an inner dimension. It's a thirst of the spirit. And the roots of loneliness are within each one of us. A recent poll revealed that fear and loneliness can take over a child's life when a parent suddenly vanishes from the scene. Whether it's a mother or a father, whether from divorce or death, in such instances the child crumbles.
There are many ways loneliness can hit us. For instance, there's the loneliness of sorrow. It's interesting that the older I get, the more funerals I attend as friends die. There's an instance in the Bible where Jesus wept at the funeral of a friend. On that occasion, he gave us a wonderful assurance when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
Oh, there's great hope in that statement. Jesus taught us that spiritually we will never die. And if we come to Christ in faith for salvation, we'll be alive with him forever. What a wonderful truth that is. May we suggest that you get hold of a Bible, which is God's word, and read the Gospel of St. John. It's the fourth book in the New Testament. There are some wonderful truths there, and also in other books in the Holy Word of God.
We have no idea how long we have in this life. Time rushes by so fast. As we watch news on television or listen to it on the radio, we realize that life rushes on. Accidents, murders, old age, heart attacks, and other maladies take toll of lives in their millions. If you die, are you ready to face God the way you are right now?
What George says is true. None of us have a guarantee about tomorrow. Come to Christ today. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my burden on you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170. And thank you for listening.